The Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection has begun to draw up a new waste disposal master plan. A coalition of environmental groups, including MassPERC, Toxic Action Center, and the Conservation Law Foundation, have announced the campaign for zero waste. The goal of the campaign is to bring about a dramatic change in the state's current waste management practices that rely on landfills, incinerators, and recycling centers. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Janet Dominance of MassPERC.
So the plan we're operating under now is the 2010 to 2020 plan. So it will wrap up in approximately a little over a year. And we have not met the goals as set by the DEP to reduce or divert waste. That said, there have been some successful programs launched, and we're definitely hoping to capitalize on those in the next decade. But the bigger story here is our organization and our allies want to change the plan from a solid waste master plan to a zero waste master plan and really set zero as the goal for 2030.
And how would that be accomplished?
Well, we have a set of tactics that are pretty straightforward and common sense. If you put them all together, you get to reducing or diverting well over 80% of the current waste stream. For the most recent year that there's a record, I think it's 2017, we buried in landfills or burned in incinerators over 5 million tons of waste. And if you look at our roadmap, if you will, which starts with diverting all food and yard waste from landfills and incinerators, you know, you quickly get to eliminating most of that 5.2 million tons. So just to give you a quick example, a little over 30% of what is currently buried in landfills or being burned in incinerators is food and yard waste. That is opposite day. You know, we should not be burying or burning any organics, if you will. And some cities around the state have already started to develop food waste diversion programs.
So, excuse me. So what would happen with this? It would be composted. Is that the idea?
Exactly. So you okay. just have to set up a collection system, and then the cities and towns can sell it to farms or sell it to composters. We need to set up new infrastructure, but we're moving in that direction. In 2014, the DEP instituted a regulation. If you generate more than one ton of food waste a week, so we're talking about, you know, big institutions, universities, if you generate more than a ton of food waste a week starting in 2014, you had to find a different way for it. You were no longer allowed to dispose of it in landfills and incinerators. So the DEP has taken a step in the right direction, but now we want to take a big, giant leap forward in this next master plan.
How would this zero waste plan address everything else that we currently throw away?
You know, the 20th century was organized around disposable and throwaway, economy, and we want to completely turn that ship around. And by the way, I want to make a special note. We are not talking about more recycling. Recycling is number three in that mantra. Where the first thing we need to do is reduce. So we've been talking about food waste, but that's where, for example, the whole movement to get rid of single-use plastics. That is an imperative to reduce. And we can't get distracted by recycling because, in fact, you know, one marine biologist studying plastics in the ocean said recycling has become the fig leaf for consumerism. So we really want to get back to reduce and to reuse. And that's where, for example, our separate campaign and our bill to establish a right to repair. So, for example, all these small electronics that have to be tossed because they're made to become obsolete, We want to make sure consumers have more rights to repair what they've purchased and get these big companies to include schematics and to make these products so that they're not, you know, quote-unquote disposable. We want to get back to making disposable a dirty word.
What can people do if they're interested in advocating for this?
So the DEP, the Department of Environmental Protection, is about to start its public education campaign to tell people about this process, because I think very few citizens are aware. It's kind of an obscure thing, right? I mean, if you walk down Main Street in any city and town and ask people, have they heard of the Solid Waste Master Plan, why would they have? They would have no reason to. So we need to do some extra public education so that, A, people know that this process exists, B, understand when, how, and where they can jump in, and there will be community meetings, and there will be public input, and there will be emails and phone lines you can call to submit your own opinion. And there will be a public process by which the DEP establishes its first and second, you know, the first draft and then its final plan. So we definitely want the public to understand the process and know when and how they can jump in and make their voice heard.